Some business came up. I gotta handle. So we're gonna have to put our trip on hold. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
Just for a couple of weeks.
Mm, I understand. Maybe a little longer.
Yeah. Whatever.
Look, I'll call you next week and we'll iron out the details. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great seeing you, son.
You too.
You too.
Listen, raised by a single mother doing shit you weren't supposed to. You can't even imagine all the shit we had to go through. So happy families, but where the fuck was mine? See, my mother was my father at the same damn time. It's like I never had the chance to choose what I wanted. Life is a movie and I think there was a warning. I'm sorry I was born, you probably should've worn a rubber. They left me and my mama, but kept saying that you loved her. I remember every time I waited and you never showed up. Out there showing women the love, you never showed us. You know what? My mama did the best she could. She needed help though, cause she was doing what you should. I moved to another country, never saw you again. Seeing my friends with their dads was something I couldn't stand. Cause I was out there by myself, all I had was my mother. Now I'm proud cause my mother was a hustler. I told myself. It was me, myself, and I, but where the fuck was my fam? Who was really supposed to teach me how to act like a man? I forgive you, but there's something I won't forget. You grew up with a dad, so there's something you'll never get. It hurts to see these families, and I know what the hell it feels like. Visit you every summer, but something don't feel right. It's you, your wife and daughter, and myself, I mean a stranger. Locked up in the guest room, and I'm riding down my pain, but you can't change it. The past is the past. Trying to focus on school, but I think about this shit in my class. We cool now when you're doing your best. And I'm sorry, but I just had to get this shit off my chest. I think about it every day and just keep wondering why. Did you really love me or just keep coming up with some lies? I got home and you wasn't on the couch.
On the couch.
I was 5 and had to be the man of the house.
Damn. I told myself.
Some people don't realize how lucky they are to live with both of their parents. They should. Cause, you see, I wrote this shit when I was about 17. My pops lives 5,000 miles away and still takes care of me. I respect that, pops. I do. I swear I do. Sometimes I just imagine you were in my room. See, I think about the value like I was you. Now I count on you. Bet you know I'm independent and I'm living every minute. If you got it, I'ma get it all. No, father, I ain't kidding. Listen to the lens, I've been taking pictures, but you missing though.
Swish.
I'm sorry. You know what, actually this works out better for me. You know, the slimmies of summer come to class wearing that's nothing, you know what I mean?
Well, it's all right to be angry.
Hey, well, why should I be mad? For saying, at least he said goodbye this time. I just wish I hadn't wasted my money buying this stupid present.
I'm sorry, you know, if there was something that I...
Hey, you know what? You ain't got to do nothing, Uncle Phil. You know, ain't like I'm still 5 years old, you know? Ain't like I'm gonna be sitting up every night asking my mom, when's daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him? Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty damn good at it too, didn't I, Uncle Phil? Got through my first day without him, right? I learned how to drive, I learned how to shave, I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a damn card. To hell with him!